Archers for the week 5 to 10 June 2005.
In Ambridge, it's Sunday morning, and Shula's still seething on Alistair's behalf.
Shula! Oh, hello, Mum.
Oh, you're setting quite a pace. We've been trying to catch you up.
Oh, have you? I'm sorry.
We've had a stroll round the green. It's such a lovely morning.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
You all right, dear?
Not really, Mum, no.
Oh, what's the matter?
It's Alistair. David sacked him.
What? Why?
He's not good enough for them.
What do you mean, sacked?
Oh, they say they've got to have a specialist now for the dairy herd, from the Hollerton practice.
I don't believe it.
No, nor did I, but... Oh, look, I'm sorry, I can't stop now. Neil's not coming this morning. I've got to sort the bell rings out.
Yes, yes, of course, you get on.
Thanks. Will you be around later? I could really do with talking to you both.
Yes, we'll see you after the service.
Mm. Thanks, I'll see you later.
Bye, dear. Phil, that's dreadful.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I hope Shula's all right.
How many more bales do you want, Neil?
Only these. She didn't sound too happy on the phone.
She can't mind you missing church just this once. Then Christopher's there.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's only because you got so behind last week.
I was waiting around for that plumber on Friday. Finished me off. You caught up yesterday, did you, with that office worker, Tom?
Yeah, it was only a few letters and things. Oh, and I finally got him to sign those cheques, you know, for the gilts and pig meat the suppliers have been on to you about.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Good. I'll tell him.
Oh, no, don't go saying anything yet. Huh? Told me not to send him till the end of the week.
Oh?
He's waiting for a cheque from the supermarket. Right, we're done here.
I've got to check the drinkers, but you can go, love. Thanks for helping.
Because I want to ring Emma. Got to talk to her about the christening.
Susan, it's not till next month.
Well, the third, Neil. Only 4 weeks. Anyway, I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah?
If we have the little party afterwards here, it could be our housewarming as well.
What housewarming?
Oh, Neil, we've got to have an housewarming. Don't you want people to see all your hard work?
Anyone who wants to has seen it already, haven't they?
Neil.
It'll only be all the same people. Will and Emma, Roy and Brenda, the Grundys.
Oh, yeah, but you know what they're like. We'll probably end up having the party in their blinking fields.
Oh, I doubt it.
It's true, Neil. If I'm not careful, the Grundys will be taking over the whole thing. Like they're trying to take over the baby.
Oh, love, it's not like that.
Oh, George Edward... He's got two Grundy names for a start.
He was named after George Barford.
And Joe's dad was a George. Oh, anyway, is that okay to have it here?
Oh, well, if it's that important to you, yeah, of course it is.
Oh, good. Not a huge do, but Cassie, you know.
Go on, Barbarella. Nice new bit of grass for you.
Hey, come on, Miss Babs. Come and see what I've got. You've got all potato peelings in there and a bit of Dad's dinner he couldn't manage.
How long till she farrows now?
Another month at least. That's why you need your treats, isn't it, eh, sweetheart?
She'll be fine. She ought to be. She's looked after well enough.
Hey, look after your investments, Clary. First rule of business.
Yeah, I thought you'd be at sale this morning, selling the rest of them wind chimes off.
What's the point of me flogging round boot sales as a seller when I could be running them myself?
Hey? Do you mean here?
Why not? Think how much money we made at the barbecue without even leaving our own land. It's perfect.
Don't you need a licence or something?
Oh, we can look into that. And I'd only do how many's allowed without one.
Right.
I can still sell all my usual stuff and cider on the quiet. We just sit here and the business comes to us.
You're clever sometimes, Eddie.
Only sometimes.
Yeah, don't get carried away.
Yeah, this field's going to be the making of us. We made a tidy profit last week.
Yeah, we did well.
Yeah, there's still some people I've got to tap for their cider and compost.
And we could do with the extra with this christening coming up.
Oh, yeah. We've got to show people the Grundys know how to party.
Yeah, but the thing is, Eddie, where? I mean, out here, if it's nice, yeah, but if it rains...
I don't know whether we shouldn't try and get the village hall, be on the safe side.
Right.
I mean, there'll be quite a lot of us. Alf, Rosie and Dennis.
All my mates.
I don't know how many Orobins will be coming. I'll have to sort it out with Susan. I might nip over there now.
Tell you what, I'll come with you. I haven't been over the doorstep of Cluckingham Palace yet. I could do with a good nose ring.
I can't believe it, Phil. You're siding with David.
I am not siding with David.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
What would you call it, then?
Look, dear, all I said was I can see his point of view. Well, the fact is, dairy farming now is a numbers game. It's not like what it was when we were young.
I realise that.
Yeah, well, not sure you do. When Dad and I started out, you had 30 or 40 cows. You kept them out at grass for as long as you could and then brought them in for the winter. And that was pretty much it.
It's not that different nowadays. Ruth and David have got the extended grazing.
Yes, and look at how high-tech it is. Sam and his plate meter, moving them on when it's down to a certain level.
Maybe, but I don't see what any of this has got to do with David suddenly getting rid of Alistair.
In the old days, we knew that on that regime, our cows would stay reasonably healthy. We only ever got the vet in for emergencies.
So?
But when you've got nearly 200 cows, like Ruth and David, pushing them to the limits of their yield, well, there's so much more that can go wrong. I mean, you need a vet who's really up to the mark, who's into preventative medicine.
And are you saying Alistair isn't?
Oh, he's a good all-rounder, Jill, but he's not a dairy specialist. I mean, that's all there is to it. Now, look, sorry, I've got to start playing.
I see.
Well, it's nearly 25 pounds.
Yes, yes, I'm going. Well, I should think she'll all be very grateful for your support.
Oh, look.
I'm serious, Phil. You saw how upset she was. You'd better not go saying any of this to her.
You don't mind having your coffee out here, do you, Clary? You know, as it's gone warm.
No, not at all.
Oh, well, nothing to do with the fact you don't want us trampling all over your new carpet then, Susan.
Of course not. It's just nice to see the sun.
And it's such a lovely view of the village.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, pity the view close on ain't so great.
Yeah, well, Neil hasn't got round to doing the garden yet.
I told him, he only has to ask.
Don't worry, he can manage. And it'll all be done by the time of the christening.
You sure you want to have everyone back here, Susan? Because there's always the village hall.
Oh, no, no. What's the point in having all this space if you don't use it?
If we're allowed to use it. Or do we all have to crowd out here on these duck boards?
Like I said, the garden will be done by then. Which reminds me, Eddie, that gnome and the wind chimes you flogged us last week. We'll have our money back, please.
Aye?
Well, we don't want them. We never did. Only you took advantage of Neil when he was, well, not entirely with it.
Here, hang on. Who said anything about giving refunds?
Oh, come on, Eddie.
Sorry, darling. A deal's a deal.
But you conned him.
I did no such thing. He bought them fair and square.
Oh, but he don't want them.
Well, I'm not taking them back. Who do you think I am? Underwoods.
But what are we supposed to do with them?
Use them. Dead tasteful they'll be, them wind chimes, tinkling away while we drink our cider after the christening.
Cider? Well, I thought sparkling wine, carver or something.
Carver? What's wrong with my scrumpy?
Yeah, Eddie saved back some bowls that's your beauty special.
Really?
Here we are. Sorry it took so long.
Lovely, Neil Tar.
Yeah, about time, mate. I thought you were growing them beans.
Oh, what did you carry it like this for without a tray? I hope you didn't spill any.
No, I didn't spill any.
And you was just saying, Neil, about the christening. Oh, I can tell you it'll be a treat for me making the food in a kitchen like yours.
Oh, won't you do your bits down yours and bring them over?
Well, there's only so much you can do beforehand, isn't there? Yeah, we'll go shopping together and bring it back here and do it.
Oh. Right.
We could start the list now, if you like.
Well, I suppose so,
yeah. Let's go in and put our heads together, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Sausage rolls, obviously. Fat Paul would never forgive me if there weren't sausage rolls.
Fat Paul? What, is he coming?
Yeah. And Alf. Now, pickled eggs, he likes.
Well, I was thinking more like, well, smoked salmon and that.
Ugh, no, Joe can't stomach that.
They're happy, then.
Yeah. Eddie, I wanted to ask you...
You
don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, I think I do. Look, Neil, if I was going to give a refund to anybody, it would be you. Well, as you're practically family.
Thanks very much.
But I can't do for one what I'm not going to do for the others, can I?
Alistair won't let me, so I wondered if you'd have a word, Dad.
What, with David and Ruth?
Yes, make them see how unfair they've been.
Well, the thing is, Shula...
Phil?
I've got to say it. I can see their point of view.
What? How?
No, all he means is...
All I'm saying, Shula, is with the investment the herd represents and the very tight margin they're making on the milk, they just can't afford for anything to go wrong.
But Alistair would never let anything go wrong.
That's what I said.
Yes, I know that, Jill, but they've got to know that they're getting the best, most up-to-date advice available.
Oh, so you're saying Alistair's not up to it?
Oh, dear.
Alistair's not stupid, Dad. He knows as well as anyone how complex farming is these days.
Of course he does.
If they just talked to him about it, told him what their worries were, he'd always have found out anything they needed to know.
Exactly.
No, I'm sorry, but it's just not good enough.
Alistair's a good vet. And to have his own family treat him like this, well, it stinks.
Well, I'm sure it'll all blow over in time.
Oh, really? I wish I shared your optimism. Anyway, I'd better get back, see how he is.
Give him my love.
Yes. Bye then, Mum.
Bye, dear. I'll give you a ring.
Oh, thanks. Bye, Dad.
Bye, dear.
Well done, Phil.
Look, please, can we have a truce on this? I mean, I agree they might have handled it differently.
They're just going to get away with it. Isn't anyone going to say anything to them?
Well, you heard what Shula said. Alistair won't let her, and he's too proud.
Well, someone's got to say something.
Oh, Jill, please, don't go getting involved.
They're our children, Phil. How can we not be involved? Anyway, Shula's asked us to. I think it's the least we can do.
Lillian's doing something out of character.
Run that past me again. You're going to a meeting about the faith.
I know, I must be mad.
How'd you get a routine?
Oh, it's to give Mum some moral support, really.
Oh, right.
Oh, and Jenny can't be there because she's got a farmer's market, and Mum's wheeling Jack out because she thought he might have some wartime ideas to contribute.
Ah, but she wants you there to cover up any gaffes, eh?
Yeah, but he should be fine. It's the present he has problems with.
I know how he feels. Have a look at this.
Oh, not another missive from our solicitors.
Yep. Foaming at the envelope as usual. My lot sent it on.
We would urge you to remind your client that the purpose of the financial dispute resolution process is a full and frank disclosure of all assets. Oh, as if you didn't know that by now. Told them everything now, haven't you? About the Vetriano and everything.
The official version, yeah.
Backed up by your official receipt.
Was that a strike of genius or what?
Very clever, darling. There's no chance she could find out how much you really sold it for, is there?
Not with the money tucked away in Switzerland.
That's my boy. Oh, I'll still be glad when it's all over.
Oh, me too. Week today, I'll be in court.
We've already got the champagne on ice.
Magnum, I hope.
Got Jeroboam. I thought we could have it in the hot tub.
Ah, yeah, sounds good to me.
And the only sound, apart from the bubbles, will be a vet crying on a solicitor's shoulder.
It's not quite so bad out here.
No, you can hardly hear them.
Honestly, Ruth, I'd never have believed a set of flipping wind chimes could make me feel so bad. Wish Alistair had never given them to us.
I'll take them down when I get back. I was never crazy about them in the first place, to be honest.
No.
Morning!
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hi, Jill. It's not time for the fete meeting already, is it?
Not quite, no. I wanted a word with you first. Both of you. I expect you can guess why. I just don't understand. How could you, David? How could you treat Alistair like that?
Mum, I didn't really have much choice.
You know how upset he was when he lost those other clients to the Hollerton practice?
Yes, I do know.
Well, how could you do this to him then? Not even to broach it with him beforehand, or give him a chance to prove himself. He's absolutely devastated.
Have you seen him?
No, but I've seen Shula.
Oh.
Look. I'm sure you can still fix this. If Alistair thought you'd reconsidered, he'd be magnanimous about it.
What?
Well, you don't think this can go on, David. You've got to sort it out.
I'm sorry, Mum. We can't just take Alistair back on.
But he's family.
I know. That's why it's so difficult. Look, if I could just put this from our side...
Oh, don't worry. Your father's already done that.
Oh, has he?
Yes. I know all about the stresses and strains of modern farming and the stresses and strains the cows are under. But I still don't think that it was necessary to sack Alistair or upset your sister so much in the process.
Look, Mum, sacking Alistair was one of the most difficult things I've done in my life. We agonised over it for weeks, didn't we, Ruth?
Yeah.
We both fought Sam on it.
You can't go blaming Sam.
Well, it was his suggestion in the first place.
You didn't have to go along with it.
Mum, we pay him to manage the herd. And in his opinion, we need a vet who's, you know, really up to speed with all the latest developments.
Someone who's a specialist here, yeah. Who goes to all the conferences, who'll come to us and make suggestions.
But if Sam's so marvellous, isn't he across these things?
Well, yes, he is, but it's not really his job. He's got enough to do with the day-to-day running of the herd. It's down to the vet.
Still?
Believe me, Mum, it was a horrible decision to take. I feel awful about it. But we've got to do what's best for the farm. I'm sorry, Mum.
We both are.
You know, we've got to squeeze every penny we can out of the milk. And keeping the cows healthy these days is like walking a tightrope.
That's what your father said.
Well, there you are, then.
But I still wish... that you could have broken it to Alistair more gently somehow.
Yeah, so do I.
Look, we're both really sorry. We hated doing it.
Do you think it'd help if I went round and told him that?
No! I don't. It's just rubbing salt in the wound.
Well, I don't know what I can do then. It's done now.
Yes. The damage is done.
Let me do that for you, Mum.
Oh, thanks, Lillian.
How many are you expecting?
I'm not sure. Usher's working, of course, and Jolene. Alan said he might be late.
So it'll be just Jack and his harem.
Oh, I'm sure he'll cope. By the way, we've had some good news. We got the result of his CT scan.
Oh, yeah?
There's a slight atrophy of the brain, but they said that's only what you'd expect in a man of his age, and no signs of a stroke.
Oh, good, Mum, that's something.
Yes. It's reassured him anyway.
And you, I bet.
Yes. There's a couple of things which I still think would help.
Like what? Medical things?
Oh, no. Business. I'm going to have a chat with him.
Oh, yeah?
I want to try and get him to offload some of his responsibilities. It's all too much for him.
Look who's here.
Ahoy, Peggy.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Oh, Lillian. I'm sitting in for Jenny. Strictly a one-off. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Well, do find yourselves a seat. And then I think we may as well start. So, if you'd have a word with David, Ruth, about how much room he needs for his hay-pitching contest.
Sure.
And I was wondering if you'd be able to help Shula out with the children's races.
I was going to suggest Kathy for that. Jamie will be taking part, I expect, so...
Oh, right. Well, whatever. I don't mind.
I'd rather Kathy did it, actually, than I can concentrate on the street party.
Good. Well, it's all coming together. But we're still missing the big sort of centrepiece.
You want something the punters can take part in, don't you?
Yes. Mm. Like the wife carrying or the remote control cars. Though we can't repeat ourselves, of course.
And it's got to be to do with the war.
Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Especially when it's way before your time.
I was wondering... I wasn't in the army myself, of course, but from what my pals told me... What about something around the kind of training they had to do?
What, like an assault course, you mean?
Sort of. Not that tough, though. A little wall to get over, crawling under netting, you know the sort of thing.
More like an obstacle race.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yes, well done, Jack.
Great idea.
Oh, well, if you think it's any use.
Definitely. I think it'd go down very well.
Ah, because I'd another idea, too, in case you didn't like that one.
Go on.
Get people jitterbugging.
That'd be fun.
Jitterbugging? Mm. It's before our time again, Ruth. A bit like jive.
I know what it is, but isn't it a bit difficult, though? I know I wouldn't know where to start.
Ah, that's the point.
So, I mean, how's it going to work if no one knows how to do it?
Well, we had some professional dancers at the Jitterbug Ball last year. You could book them, I suppose.
Do you think they'd come?
I don't see why not. They can do the dancing and people can get up and join in if they want. It doesn't have to be serious. Just a bit of fun.
And the professionals could even judge the people that join in and we could give prizes.
Yes. Brilliant.
Besides, it's not that hard, once you know how. We could give you a demonstration now, couldn't we, Peggy?
Well, it's a great idea, Jack, but I think we better leave it to the young ones, don't you?
So how's your auntie liking Woodbine Cottage?
She's very happy there, thanks.
Good, good. You did me a favour there, you know, not selling it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'd only have ended up giving half to Yvette. Bit too visible, eh? Bricks and mortar.
That's still chuntering through, is it, your divorce?
Oh, yes. Here is a week today. I shall soon be a free man, if rather lighter of pocket.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll soon make it all back again, Matt.
That's the idea. Where is Lillian? How long can a fake committee meeting take?
You'd be surprised.
I was surprised to find you in here, David. Thought you farmers were far too busy to have a lunch hour.
Well, I've got a meeting about marketing our lamb. And tomorrow, if it makes me feel any better, I will be flat out haymaking.
Oh, get me a drink, darling. A large one.
At last?
Oh, sorry, Tiger. Believe how long it can take to discuss the things you can do with dried egg.
Oh, spare me, please. Usual?
Lovely.
Jolene, large G&T when you're ready, darling. You, David?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Ruth's going to pin you down for details about your hay-pitching contest, David.
Oh, yeah?
And you better start limbering up for the assault course.
What?
Jack's idea, for the audience participation bit.
Oh, sounds lethal.
No, 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 it'll just be an obstacle race, really. Looking for someone to design the course.
Well, don't look at me.
I wasn't. You're going to be far too busy practising your jitterbugging.
Excuse me?
It's going to be a jitterbug session for those brave enough to try it. You did salsa, didn't you, David?
Yeah. And the chiropodists of Borsetshire are still rubbing their hands.
Oh, pity.
I'll tell you who is good. Mike Tucker.
No.
Picked up salsa off me in no time.
So I was right. You farmers, are we skiving?
Well, Jack, that meeting wouldn't have been half as good without you.
Oh, Peggy.
No, I'm serious.
I'm pleased you got what you wanted.
We have, thanks to you.
Oh, just shows, doesn't it?
Mm. Of course it does. You still have your good days.
Well, of course I do. I feel fine.
I know, dear. It's just... Well, the thing is, they're not all like that, are they?
Mm. What do you mean?
Jack, dear, we've got to face it. There are some days when you wouldn't even remember if we'd just had a meeting about the fate.
Well, maybe not, but... Why are you trying to bring me down?
I'm not, love. I'm trying to make you see... Look, that silly business with Kentel and his dishwasher powder.
Oh, what about it? We got it all sorted out, didn't we?
Yes, but he should never have got you involved. But with all the business interests you've got, you're bound to get dragged into things. And bit by bit, I think they'll drag you down.
No, they won't. I've coped with them for years.
Well, it's different now. What if you had to make an important decision for the hotel or the shop... and then forgot what you'd done.
What are you suggesting exactly?
Well, I think maybe it's time you started divesting yourself of some of your responsibilities.
What do you mean? I'm not selling Grey Gables.
No, I'm not suggesting you should. But some of the other things.
I don't want to sell any of my businesses, Peggy. I still like to be involved in them.
I know. But, well, look... How about the Echo?
Hmm.
That's where you have the least sentimental attachment these days. Would you at least think about that?
I don't know, Peggy. I've been involved in that paper a long time.
I know. But it's hardly like it was, is it? So please, would you at least consider it?
Tony's got a grim task ahead of him.
Can you pass me the shovel, Pat? And that brush?
Here you go.
Right, thanks. If there's one job I hate, it's this.
Oh, come on, Tony, there's got to be more than one job you hate. Trimming leeks in the rain, hand-pulling thistles.
Yeah, OK. But the grain bit, yuck. OK, I'm off now.
Oh, did Neil catch you, love? Something about wiener pellets being low.
Oh, he's not still on about that, is he? Susan's already told me.
OK.
Hang on, Tom. The leek planter. You promised me a couple of hours. How about tonight?
Dad, I've got to go over some figures tonight. I should have done them last week.
Well, tomorrow, then.
It's nets.
Well, can't you miss nets for once?
I'll be late getting there as it is. I'm delivering veg boxes for you, in case you'd forgotten. And before you ask, I can't do Thursday either.
What's so important on Thursday?
I'm seeing Tamsin.
You said you'd help.
I do help. I've got a business of my own to worry about, you know.
I thought that was just a licence to print money.
Look, I can't help it if I'm busy.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. Perhaps you'll be able to subsidise me soon. Now you've got this bigger order from the supermarket.
What are you up to with Tamsin?
She's organised a night out. A few drinks, something to eat at this Thai place in Felpersham.
Oh, very nice.
Morning.
Then she's got us VIP passes to this new club that's opening.
Oh, so that's what that new shirt's doing in the ironing basket.
Don't worry. I'm not expecting you to do it. Just thought I should make some sort of effort, that's all.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I've got to go. Bye, Helen.
Bye. Honestly, he's so in love with himself.
I suppose he's entitled to a new shirt.
I'm not talking about that. How he's got the nerve to go talking up his great new life with Tamsin after the way he's treated Kirsty. In front of me as well. Never thinks about anybody but himself.
Oh, well, I hope he knows what he's doing with this Tamsin. I can't see mixing business and pleasure as a good idea.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, I don't know why he hasn't brought her back here. You'd think he'd want to introduce her if she's so important.
Right, shall we get on then?
Yes, please. I've got to get back out to the strawberries.
I think we've done well to find any time when we're all free for a meeting. Coffee for you, Brian?
Oh, thanks, Danny.
Adam?
Thanks, Mum.
And biscuits. Right.
Thanks for joining us, Jenny.
Well, I've only got about an hour. Got to get Alice an early lunch and get her to school for her first maths exam.
She's not looking forward to that one, is she?
No, she's going to be exhausted, poor little thing.
Well, she can chill out at the Picker's Barbie on Friday.
Oh, yes. That's something for her to look forward to.
Right, when we quite finish sorting out Alice's social life...
I'll talk to you about the food for that later, Mum.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps we could kick off with an update on your enterprises, Adam. I realise no one's going to be terribly interested in how hard I'm working on the arable.
Oh, Brian.
OK, then. I've finished pulling the seedlings for the maize.
Oh, yes, I had a look from one of the viewing platforms. It looks absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, so the next thing is publicity.
And I've signed that cheque for the road signs. 520 quid, they'd better be worth it.
They will be. We get 12 signs for that. The firm will check out where to site them and get all the permissions from the council. I think they'll pay for themselves.
Yes, we don't want people getting lost before they get here.
But you'll have a roadmap on the posters and flyers as well, presumably. I mean... Now, are you running off those, Jenny?
No, I don't think so, Brian. We don't want it to look totally amateurish.
That's not a very nice way to talk about your mother's desktop publishing skills.
No, Adam's right, darling. We need something a bit more professional than a bit of A4.
What, a proper print job?
Yeah, of course. You are taking this seriously, aren't you, Brian? It's not just some little hobby of mine. I put a lot of work into this.
Exactly, and I've had to get Mike and Eddie in to cover you. I'm not letting the cost of this maize go through the roof.
But if you don't put the money into publicity, I might as well not have bothered.
Now, look, one way we could save is if Adam and I come up with a design for the posters and flyers and then get them professionally printed. Yeah. The design element's the expensive bit.
Thank you, Mum. A constructive suggestion.
Yeah. Brian?
All right, then. But make sure you mention the riding course and fishing lake as well.
Yeah. It'll all be there. Family fun down on the farm.
Just like this meeting.
Do you want these pork and leeks straight in the cabinet, Helen?
Yeah, you may as well. Put the new ones at the back, though.
Yeah, I know all that.
What, from the supermarket?
No, I knew anyway. I'm not stupid.
Oh, really?
What's up with you?
Have you noticed anything, Tom? About the shop?
No. Have you changed things round?
No, you have.
What?
Well, you obviously haven't noticed, but every time you've delivered in the last 2 weeks, it's been me or Anya here to take the stuff. Have you any idea why that might be?
No.
Because we don't want Kirsty to have to see you.
What?
Kirsty, remember? You only went out with her for 6 years.
So you've been stopping her from seeing me? And did she ask you to?
Well, no, but we're trying to protect her. We're being sensitive, Tom, not something you'd understand.
Well, what do you want to do that for? What's the point? We're going to see each other eventually.
The point is, you treated her appallingly. 6 years you go out with someone. She was devoted to you.
Devoted?
And then you
Chabba.
Two-time her and just toss her to one side for some fling with this Tamsin.
It's not a fling.
Kirsty is my friend. Look how good she's been to me over the last year.
You know nothing about how I feel about Tamsin.
Let alone the fact that Kirsty works here. She could have decided to leave.
Don't be stupid. Why should she?
Well, luckily, that's exactly how she feels. Why should she have to give up a job she enjoys because of you?
Well, there you are, then. You're getting it way out of proportion.
I don't think so.
Well, I do. And besides, if you want to have a go at anyone about two-timing, you might like to ask Kirsty sometime about her so-called friendship with Sam. He's got a girlfriend, hasn't he? See ya.
What about the sausages?
Put them out yourself.
Come on! Come on! Back a bit!
Are you sure, Jenny?
Well, of course I'm sure, Brian. Don't you trust me?
Can you watch my other side?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've got acres of rock. Well, not acres, but come on. Come on. Okay. Oh, stop. 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 Oh. Can I go now?
Yes. Oh. Thanks very much. You're off to Bridge Farm, are you?
Yes, I hope Pat wants to do our Wimbledon special again.
Yeah, chance to prance round farmers' markets in tennis togs. Can't see how any ex-feminist could refuse.
She's not an ex-feminist, Brian. You're never an ex-feminist.
Well, OK. But she's not quite so strident these days, thank God.
Maybe she doesn't have to be. The world's moved on a bit, thankfully. Except in this house.
What? You and Alice rule the roost, you know you do. You wouldn't have those blessed wind chimes off if it was down to me for a start.
I like them.
Well, they woke me up this morning.
Sounds like a lovely start to the day.
Trust Adam to get lumbered. Well, plastered then lumbered.
Well, it could have been worse, Brian. Ian's still got a great pile of compost outside his bedroom window.
Of course I'm up for it, Jennifer. It was good fun.
Oh, splendid. I am pleased.
So it'll be the same as last year. You provide the strawberries in the little dishes and we do the cream.
Yes, and I thought yoghurt too, please, Pat, as everyone's so health-conscious these days.
Fine.
Good. Well, it's the week after next, you know.
Is it? Goodness.
It's not a problem, is it?
No, I'll just have to speak to Helen. Get her to cover in the dairy or get Clary in for a few more hours.
Well, perhaps Helen would like to do one or two of the markets.
She might.
Well, Kirsty. Oh, she's still being okay with you, is she?
Kirsty? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I've seen her. It's all rather awkward, though.
Well, they were going out for a long time.
I know. Hope Tom knows what he's doing.
Are you not very convinced about this Tamsin?
I haven't met her. Tom seems totally smitten. That's all that matters to him.
Oh, well, tell him to bring her along on Friday. Then we can all have a look. You are coming, aren't you, to the barbecue for the pickers?
Oh, yes, I hope so. Yeah, I'll tell Tom, thanks.
Yeah, well, something informal. It's less loaded than a meet the parents type of thing.
That's true. Oh, he seems to prefer keeping Tamsin to himself.
Oh, I know, that intense time when you've only got eyes for each other and the rest of the world doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think I dimly remember it. Mind you, the rest of the world doesn't exist for Tom quite a lot of the time these days.
That's what they call being focused, isn't it?
Or selfish, if you're Helen.
Oh.
You're not very happy with the way he treated Kirsty, with them being such good friends.
Of course, and they work together.
Exactly. But what can you do?
With your children?
Very little, in my experience. Oh, well, I'm sure they say the same about us.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I mean, it took us long enough to get Mum to do something about Jack, didn't it?
Yes, but now she has. I have to hand it to her. She's being really sensible. You've heard she wants him to offload the Echo.
Yes, she told me. Well, I think she had to work quite hard to get him to agree. He'd been having a good day, I think. Lillian says he was a star at the Fate meeting.
Yes, I heard. Dreaming up this obstacle course.
Yeah, and this jitterbugging thing.
Peggy booked the dancers yesterday. And you know that Mike and Betty have offered to give lessons ahead of the Fate to anyone who wants to take part in the demonstration.
Really? But I thought it was just a bit of fun.
It is. But you know how competitive people can get. Betty says they've got to teach themselves before they can teach anyone else.
Well, I think jitterbugging sounds great. I wonder if Brian would have a go with me.
Oh, not even asking, Tony. Anyway, I'll be too busy doing ice creams.
Oh, they haven't asked you to make it with
powdered milk and dried egg, have they?
Not yet. Even if they do, I'm not ruining Bridge Farm's reputation. Not even for the fate committee.
Pat! Pat!
We're in the garden! Trust him to catch us. This is the first sit-down I've had.
Well, blame me.
I will.
You'll never guess what I found.
No, I don't suppose I will.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Tony. What have you found?
My glasses. My old glasses.
The ones you lost last year?
Yes.
Well, where were they?
At the bottom of the grain pit.
No. Well, how did they get in there?
Oh, I've no idea. Suppose they must have dropped out of my pocket or something.
Well, they're scratched to pieces.
Yes, but I thought I could have some new lenses put in.
What for? You've got your new glasses now.
Yeah, but now I've found these, I can keep the new ones for best.
You're not really saying you're going to go back to these old things.
Why ever not?
The frame's all bent.
Oh, they can straighten that out when they put in the new lenses. Or I could have them turned into sunglasses.
That sort of aviator look did come in again, I know, but I think it was quite briefly. Oh, Tony, you look so lovely in your new glasses.
And I'll still wear them for best. But with what they cost, really it's daft to wear them every day.
Oh.
Now, I'll call in the opticians when I'm next in town. The grain pit, eh?
Fancy.
Bye for now.
Yes, bye. Oh, Jennifer, what am I going to do? How am I going to make him see sense?
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. I don't think all the glasses in the world would do that.
Nigel's fashioning himself a birthday treat.
But Nigel, what is it?
Ah. Look, can you put your finger on that knot, Lizzie?
Well?
Can't you guess? And some tape. It's for looking at the swallow chicks in the nest. If I hold it up, I'll be able to see them in the mirror.
Won't you frighten them?
Not if I'm quiet. I think they're getting rather used to me, actually.
Well, it's your birthday, I suppose. If you want to spend it crouched under a bird's nest...
I think you'll find that I'm actually looking forward to the prospect of an evening in on our own.
Oh, I know. No big family do, and...
You can say it, Lizzie. No mummy.
It is a bit of a treat.
Very good timing, that wedding.
Very.
Hello?
Oh, hiya.
Oh, we thought we could hear voices. We've brought your present, Nigel.
Thanks, Sheila.
Hope you like it.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
Nigel. Happy birthday.
Thanks. It's good to see you. How are you?
It's all right, Nigel. You don't have to go overboard.
Sorry. It's just that... well, we were jolly sorry to hear. Weren't we, Lizzie?
Yes. Yeah, hard luck, Alistair.
It's a bit more than hard luck, Elizabeth. And it's not just what David's done, it's the entire way he's gone
but
about it.
Can we just not talk about it, please? There's no point.
Well, I think there is.
Sheila.
Okay, okay.
Have you got time for a cup of tea? You're on your way to collect Daniel, are you?
No. Mum's getting him today. So we can stay around for a few minutes, if that's all right with you, Elizabeth.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
OK, it's down to 33 degrees.
Right. Acidifier coming up.
Thanks, Mum.
And culture.
Good. Nearly time for a cup of tea.
Yes, I'm gasping. So, doesn't sound as though you got very far with Tom yesterday.
No, he didn't want to know.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Well, I'd like to think it's because he's feeling a bit guilty, but somehow I doubt it.
You see, Kirsty was such a help to him with the business.
Tell me about it. Right up until the end, I was giving her time off to help with his wretched promotions when he was already seeing Tamsin.
But now he doesn't talk to us about the business and how things are going.
Well, he doesn't need to. He's presumably getting all the help and advice he needs from her.
Oh, I don't know.
Of course he is. He's always drivelling on about this and that book she's recommended, how amazing the supermarket is.
Yeah, but in the end, well... it's a funny relationship, isn't it?
You're telling me?
No, I mean, supplier and buyer... Oh, I just wish he'd never got involved with her.
Don't we all? Right, we can leave that for now.
Okay.
Oh, there is one thing, Mum. Could your dad try and do the vegetable deliveries to the shop, just for the time being?
And keep Tom out of it?
Yeah, just for Kirsty's sake. Well, he says I'm overreacting, of course,
but... No, that's fine. Of course we will.
That's probably a good idea to keep him out of my sight anyway. Even if he isn't embarrassed by the way he's treated her, I certainly am.
Oh, this has got to be one of the best bits of farming.
What, doing nothing for 5 minutes, you mean?
No, haymaking.
Have you had enough to eat?
Yes, excellent. You know, I mean, it shouldn't feel that different from silage making, especially now we bale some of the silage, but it still does.
I think the smell of the grass has gone to your head.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The smell of it. I'm just being out here with the birds.
I know what you like. The fact that you can hide away out here from any real work.
Honestly, you've got no poetry in your soul.
Yeah, well, we'll see how much poetry you've got in your soul when you've organised this hair-pitching contest for the theatre. Crit in your back, more like.
Well, better get back to it. Got to go round the sheep yet. And the cattle.
I could do the Herefords when I get back from picking up Josh.
Mm.
There's that cow looking a bit off.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. Well, let's hope it's nothing, then.
Yeah, since we don't exactly know what'd happen if we needed a vet.
Mm. You know, I wish I'd been at cricket on Sunday now. Wish I hadn't already said I couldn't play.
And get seeing Alistair over with you, mate.
Yeah. I mean, as time goes on, it just makes it worse somehow. When we do see them...
Yeah. This is worse than before we sacked him.
Hate it when you put it like that.
There's no other way of putting it, is there?
Suppose. No, it's a pity Mum didn't think me going round was a good idea. And just see us meeting them in the bull or something, and then what?
I found myself peeping in the shop to see who's in there before I go in. And I'm bound to meet Shula at school one of these days.
Hey, and the other thing is, I mean, if Alistair's taking it as badly as Mum says, how's he going to be when the Hollerton guy rings him up for a handover?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, is he going to cooperate or what?
Oh, David. What have we started?
Well, we can't go back on it now, can we? Oh, I'd better get back.
You're all fed up now. You were so happy earlier on.
No, I'm okay. Yeah. You better go too. You'll be late for Josh.
Yeah, you're right. And there's something else I've got to do on the way.
So it's not a jitterbugging competition?
No, they decided that was too difficult. The jitterbug's very tricky to learn, apparently. Right, I'll leave that to brew for a bit.
So what is going to happen?
Well, Jack and Gran decided that perhaps they weren't the people to give any kind of energetic demonstration, so they've lined up a couple of professionals to dance for the audience, and then people can come up and join in if they feel like it.
What, and make complete fools of themselves?
Probably. Then the dancers will watch everyone who's joined in and give prizes to the best couples, which is why Mike and Betty are offering some practice sessions beforehand.
Right. How do these little events always end up being so complicated?
Oh, believe me, this is nothing. They've got to find someone to design an army-type assault course.
Oh, that does sound energetic.
So we can't expect to see you dusting down your dancing shoes, then?
I don't think so. I'm exhausted just hearing about it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'll see me taking part either.
I'm not even sure what jitterbugging is, Mum.
Oh, Helen. It was a huge craze during the war. The GIs brought it over, of course.
Ooh, Gran's big romance with her GI. No wonder she's so keen to have this contest.
Yeah, well, most relationships in those days probably started with a dance. That's where you went to meet people.
Yeah, like clubbing, I suppose.
I suppose. Anyway, it was a big deal, the jitterbug. Because till then, everyone had still been doing the waltz and the foxtrot and things. Jitterbug cleared the way for the sort of thing I grew up with. Jive, rock and roll.
You can jive, can you?
Well, sort of.
Come on, show me. I've always wanted to know.
I'm not very good.
What does it matter? Come on, Mum.
Oh, all right then. I'll have to be the man, so just let me think.
Okay.
It's difficult. It's the turns. Look, it's probably best if I show you the woman's part first,
okay.
to give you an idea.
Right, go on then.
Well, you're at arm's length, right?
Yep.
And then you go back like this.
Oh, careful!
What?
Oh, Mum!
Oh, no. Oh, no! Tony's glasses!
Oh, no!
Oh, it's hopeless! A lens is smashed to the frame. Completely ruined. It's not funny, Helen. What's he going to say?
Oh, come on, Mum. It wasn't your fault.
was an accident.
Yeah, but he knows how I felt about them. He's never going to believe that, is he?
Lily and Freddie were thrilled. Well, they took it to school to show their teacher.
Well, a postcard from Hollywood. And Lewis and Julia were enjoying themselves.
Making the most of every minute. I don't think there's anywhere they hadn't been.
They'll be exhausted. Did Julia get to go on a set, do you think, at one of the studios?
They didn't say, but I wouldn't put it past her.
Oh, well, I'm pleased they're having a good time, Nigel. I wish our post had been like that.
Why, what did you get?
Another letter from the insurers.
About that girl?
Yes, they think there may be some grounds for negligence. They're sending a loss adjuster next week.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I know, and it sent Alistair even lower. It just seems like everything's going wrong at the moment.
Poor you. I'm so sorry about what's happened. It's appalling. I can't believe it of David.
Oh, don't get me started. I could... No, I mustn't, really. I'm sorry, Nigel, all this moaning on your birthday.
Oh, don't be silly. You're having a very tough time.
No, it's Alistair I'm worried about.
And how is he, really?
Well, you saw. He was so furious to start with, and I think he still is, but... Well, he's just closed himself off. He doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want me to talk about it.
Oh, dear. Have you seen Ruth and David at all, or spoken to them?
No. He wouldn't let me ring up and shout at them, and I don't madly want to see them.
It's a good job we hadn't planned something tonight for all of us.
Yes.
Must be horrid for you. I don't suppose Alistair would talk to me.
Oh, it's sweet of you, Nigel. But I don't know. I mean, it can't be good, though, can it? I mean, bottling it up like... Oh, hello, darling.
No, no, carry on. Talk about me, do. Sure half of Ambridge is.
No, they're not.
Questioning my professionalism.
Alistair, no one's saying that.
Aren't they?
Where's Lizzie got to with that tea?
She's on her way. Cathy stopped her.
Right.
Sorry about the wait.
Ah.
Is Cathy okay?
Yes. She was just asking me about Sunday. What time Lewis and Julia were due back?
Oh, Nigel was telling me about their postcard. Sounds great fun, the studios and everything.
Yes.
I think Liz is secretly hoping Mummy will have been talent spotted and decides to stay.
Oh, dear. Is it that obvious? Sheila?
Oh, thanks.
So how's the cricket going this season, Alistair?
What? Oh, well, we managed to win on Sunday. No thanks to me.
Darling, you can hardly have had your mind on the game.
No, no excuses, Sheila.
Tea?
Oh, thanks. Anyway, out for a duck. But I'll have plenty of time to practice now, won't I?
Oh, Alistair.
Look, Alistair.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Cathy said to come up. I've brought you a present.
Ruth.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise that you...
No, it's okay. I think we'd better be going anyway.
Yes. I'm sorry, Nigel, but we'd better.
Alistair, please.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I...
Bye, Elizabeth. Nigel.
Bye.
Yes, bye.
Ruth?
Bye. I'm sorry.
You weren't to know.
No.
Well, I don't think that was very fair of them just to leave like that.
Well, you can't really blame them, can you?
It doesn't matter.
Sit down, Ruth. Have some tea.
No, thanks. No, I don't think I'll stay. I'll just wait till they've... Oh, God, Nigel. I really am sorry.
Mike needs some space.
Come on, there's more room out here.
Mike, what if anybody sees?
Oh, don't be so daft.
I'm not. Neil or Susan might come by.
Look, Susan's at the shop and Neil's doing his pigs. Well, come on, Betty. We've got to learn this jitterbugging thing somehow.
Well, all right, then.
Brilliant. So, you know what we're doing?
I'm just going to follow you. You're the one that was on the internet all last night looking it up.
Six beats, right? Slow, 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 slow. Quick, quick.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, great. Hey, we're in business. With the music?
Well, if you think we're ready...
Well, we're never going to know till we try, are we? Give us your hand, then.
Sorry.
And... Yep.
Yay!
Why I want to go to uni.
Brenda! Ugh. You've put us off now.
The only way to get away from you two nutters.
Oh, tar very much. You won't be laughing when we're the star turn at the fight.
Yeah, you might even want to have a go yourself.
Who with?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, this is the first time in ages I won't be covering the fate for the radio. I'm giving myself a year off.
Oh, Brenda, ain't you even coming to see us?
There's nothing for my age at the fate. Even less so this year.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I would. Why do I want to spend an afternoon picking through a load of dusty old gas masks on the White Elephant, being blasted the whole time by Joe's Vera Lynn records?
Evening.
Hello, love.
Tell them, Roy, the fate. Totally boring, right?
Nah, I've always had a laugh. Football and that. Lumping Ailey round that wife carrying thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe it's right if you're in a couple. Yeah,
and I'm definitely going to get a team up for this assault course.
Ah, well, don't think you'll be getting any secrets out of me.
What's it got to do with you?
Jill Archer's asked me to help build it, hasn't she?
Well, I think he's meant to be keeping Kenton in check.
Kenton's building it? That sounds dangerous. He had to get Debbie in to help put his bed together.
That's what Jill Archer reckoned. So they need someone with a bit of nous.
Someone with a bit of nous, Eddie, that's what you need.
And a bit of dust, Dad.
Oh, yeah, oh, that too. Who'd they go and pick? Kenton Archer.
Well, it wasn't Will's idea.
Oh, I know that. Lending little George are the most useless godparent in the history of godparents.
Oh, it's a blooming crime.
Well, Emma's a lovely girl, don't get me wrong, but... Oh, she's shown poor judgment there.
Terrible.
If she had to go and pick an archer, why him? The only one without any flipping money.
Yeah, I know. Well, I suppose I'll just have to go on earning an honest crust.
Oh, well, at least we got these boot sales on the go, eh?
Yeah. Smart move getting Robert Snell to let you run off the posters, Dad. When are you doing them?
Tomorrow.
Oh, brilliant. I'll start sticking them up. Oh, where's everybody got to tonight?
I suppose everybody did have a bellyful of cider last week.
Mm, true. Maggie said he was coming, though. And Mike.
Yeah, well, it's early, yeah. Hey.
I can't see who it is. Oh, it's that lot from Home Farm.
Which lot?
What, them foreigners, that strawberry picking for Adam.
Oh, them, yeah. Edward said he told them about the cider club.
What are we going to do then, Dad? Temporary membership?
Oh, it's setting a precedent, Eddie. It's not like they was locals.
True. But how about a special overseas membership then, eh?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Of course, it'll be unfair to turn them away. And that'd be discrimination, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be wrong, wouldn't it? Wrong to deny them the chance to experience a bit of real traditional English culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here, they're over 18, aren't they?
Well, ask them for ID. They'll all have cars, won't they, coming from where they do?
Right then, we're in the clear.
Hello.
Good evening. Nice to see you. Come and join the party.
So, I've missed this. You've done your UCAS form now, Bren.
Yeah, and send it off.
And this is for, what was it in the end?
Multimedia journalism she's going for.
Oh, sounds good. What is it exactly?
Right, I'll be off now, love.
All right, Mike.
Hey, what are you two doing tonight?
Need you ask?
Oh, don't be like that, love. There's got to be something on telly.
Of course there is. What about you, Roy? You want to come over, Eddie?
Nah, it's all right, Dad. I was hoping for a drink with Tom, but he's got some big night on with Tamsin.
The wonderful Tamsin. He's completely obsessed with her.
I don't think Pat and Tony think she's that wonderful.
Not from what Tony was saying to me, no.
Well, don't look at me. I've never met her. Tom's keeping her well hidden.
Don't see why. What's so special about her anyway?
I think she takes him to all the flash places. They're off for drinks at Bannister's and then something to eat and onto that flash new club.
Ugh, makes you sick. Kirsty could barely get him to take her to the video shop.
Well, maybe Tamsin brings out a romantic streak in him.
Look, men round here don't have romantic streaks. It's a regional thing.
Hey!
Well, I'll see if Tony's got any more to say on it. I expect he'll be down the cider club.
Well, just don't mention his glasses, Mike.
Oh, no, right.
What about his glasses?
Well, he'd only just found his old ones, you see. The ones he likes so much.
Which Pat didn't like so much.
No. And then she goes and knocks them off the table and steps on them.
An accident, so she says.
It was.
Oh, and the rest.
Well, she's paying for it now, isn't she?
Well, she looks as she ain't paying in the divorce court.
She's buying him some proper sunglasses instead. Prescription ones.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Mum, but if that's the height of excitement in Ambridge this week...
Well, it was pretty exciting for Pat when she had to work herself up to tell him.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I've just heard it once too often.
God, you are in a bad way.
I know.
Oh, cheer yourself up, boy, don't you? I've got a great video about a plane crash.
Great.
Anyway, all night, all.
Night, love. And don't go having too much.
No, no, I won't. I know Eddie's cider of old.
See you, Dad.
Yeah, ta-ra, son.
What are we going to do then, Roy? I'm not staying in watching rubbish films on my own.
Oh, go down the bowl for a drink if you like. Who's on upstairs?
Some grunge band. I know. We can go to Felpersham.
Well, what do you want to go all over there for?
Why do you think?
Oh, no, Bren.
To have a look at Tamsin. If Tom won't bring her to us, we'll just have to go and check her out ourselves.
Ta-ra! See you again soon.
Well, there you go. That's it. Watch the... oh, dear. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's picking himself up.
You think they understood how strong our cider was, Ed?
Yeah, well, they drink neat vodka for breakfast back home, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
We even asked them if they were over 18.
we could go for landlord and Well, I'm surprised they could remember how old they were when they were so blotto, though. It's been a very interesting evening, I reckon.
Yeah, and profitable.
Yeah, that too. But I was meaning what Kent and Archer had to say.
Yeah. Blood on the carpet, all what?
Oh, they kept that quiet, haven't they? Brookfield sacking Alistair.
Yeah, it's a bit of a turn up. The archers at each other's throats.
Wait, it's a change, eh?
Too right.
Yeah, now, thinking about it, you know, Eddie, there could be some advantages to having Kenton as a sort of distant relation, like.
How do you mean?
Well, he's going to be godparent to George, isn't he, with young Roy and Brenda?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's not a blood tie, though, is it?
No, of course not. It's better than that. It's like having a spy in the county.
That's true.
Yeah, we can get all the lowdown on what the archers are up to first hand.
Now, that could be useful.
Very useful, then. So, here's the George and his godparents. All of them.
George and his godparents. All of them.
No, I'm still not sure about this, Bren.
Stop going on. Do you want to see this famous Tamsin or not?
It just seems a bit unfair somehow. Tom doesn't get to see her that often himself.
We're not going to stay all night.
I should hope not. Kill me.
I just want to have a good look at her so I can tell Kirsty. Oh, there he is.
Well, where?
He's picked a nice dark corner. Very intimate. Come on. Fancy seeing you here.
What? Brenda?
Hiya.
Roy?
Mind if we join you?
What are you doing
here? Sorry, mate. There's no stopping her.
But...
No, we won't stay honest. She just wants a drink.
Ooh, great cocktails. You're driving back, aren't you, Roy?
You say so.
What can you recommend, Tom? What's some Tamsin drinking? Sex on the beach? Cosmopolitan? Or is she more of a Moscow mule?
Brenda?
Where is she anyway? Gone to the loo?
She's... No, she's been a bit delayed.
Oh, no, what a shame. There's nothing wrong, I hope.
No. I'm sure everything's fine. You know, probably just traffic.
Yeah, it's funny, because it wasn't that busy when we came through, was it, Roy?
No, well, no, it weren't, but... I mean, all you need's an accident or something on the lanes and you're stuffed, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you've been sitting here all by yourself, Tom? How long for?
Oh, not long. I was late myself.
Oh, two such busy people. I don't know. It's a wonder you managed to get it together at all.
Yeah, well, we do.
Good. That's nice. So if it's not traffic, what else could be keeping her, I wonder?
She's probably been held up at work.
Yeah, quite likely.
And she hasn't called? That's a bit bad.
Well, you know, if she's stuck in a meeting or something, she won't be able to, will she?
No, exactly.
Ah, is this her?
Hiya, Tam. No, not long. Oh, right.
Oh, dear.
Really? You sure?
It's not sounding too good, is it?
Shut up, Bren.
Yeah, okay then. No, of course I understand. That's not your fault. Yeah, sure. Another time, okay. Yep, all right then. Bye.
Oh, don't tell me she's not coming.
Like we thought, something's come up at work.
Oh, bad luck, mate.
And you've got such a good night planned. Roy was telling me.
I'll get your drink, Tom. Same again.
Thanks, mate.
Bren?
Glass of wine, please, red.
Right. Won't be long.
Are you ready?
that your big night's off. Cancelled.
No, postponed.
It's not the same, though, is it? And that's a new shirt as well, isn't it?
We'll just do it another time.
Yeah, but they're not going to hold off opening this new club for you, though, are they? It won't be as good another time.
It'll be fine. The point is to see her, not what we do.
Of course it is. I mean, when you're so in love, that's all that matters, isn't it? Being together.
Look, did Kirsty send you here?
No. Kirsty's got no idea where I am. Don't flatter yourself, Tom.
It wasn't.
Kirsty's not that sad she wants to keep tabs on you.
I didn't say she did.
Three, two lagers, one wine.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks. Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. It's a good job we turned up, you know, Tom. Otherwise, you'd have to leave on your own as well. Then you'd have looked a right idiot.
It's the end of a trying week for Alistair.
I'm sorry, Eddie, but there it is. Shula made a mistake.
Oh, you're not expecting me to take him back?
That's exactly what I'm expecting. And give me the money back.
Sorry, Alistair, no can do.
What?
You've gone beyond the 7 days, haven't you?
What? Are you saying if I'd brought it back yesterday, it would have made a difference?
Well...
Oh, honestly.
Well, and the other thing is, you bought it as a job lot, didn't you? With a set of wind chimes.
Yes, we did.
I did you a special price for the two. So I can't go separating them out.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So now you're saying if I brought the wind chimes back as well...
Well...
But I can't. I've given them away.
Oh, well, in that case...
But if I'd brought them both back yesterday, it would have been different.
Well, no, it wouldn't, actually.
It wouldn't?
Because I don't give refunds.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
You paid on the night, see? The money's already accounted for.
Spent, you mean?
We had overheads, didn't we? All that cider you drank. Where do you think that came from?
Grew on trees.
Very amusing. Any road, I'm sorry. You'll have to take, Mr. Brock here home.
Brock? It's a badger.
Well, of course it's a badger. What did you think it was?
We hadn't a clue. First, we thought it was a squirrel. Then we decided it was a rabbit.
A rabbit? A rabbit? When did you ever see a rabbit with a snout like this?
Oh, well.
Oh, call yourself a vet. Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Thanks, Eddie.
I heard the news. It's shocking, that. The family doing the dirty on you.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not discuss it, thanks.
Oh, I'd tell them where they could put their dairy herd if I was you. And that Ollerton practice.
Yeah, thanks for the advice, Eddie, but I'll handle it my own way. Anyway, I'd better be going. Get round some of the clients I've still got.
Yeah, oh, don't forget your badger.
Yeah, thanks.
You never know. He might grow on you.
I doubt it. Bye.
Ta-ra.
Morning, Alistair.
Oh, hi, Adam. If you've come to negotiate returning anything, don't bother.
What? No, it's not that.
Okay. Bye then.
Bye. Morning, Eddie.
Yeah, I do. I'm popular today.
Not with me, you're not. What do you mean by getting my pickers legless last night?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Vanko and Sophia and Alexander.
What about you?
They're in a terrible state. Sophia looks like death. Vanko keeps disappearing to throw up. And Alexander, who's supposed to be my supervisor, I haven't even seen him.
Oh, must be something they ate.
It's what they drank. What you and Joe did to them is practically criminal. They're not used to your cider.
Don't give me that. They're on the fire water all the time where they come from.
Pure spirit, maybe. Your cider's anything but pure.
There's nothing wrong with my cider. Look, I haven't done anything wrong. Me and Dad checked they were over 18. We even told them the cider was pretty strong stuff. And they said they'd be fine.
They had no idea what they were dealing with. How could they?
I'm sorry, Adam. It's like I've just been telling Alistair. Buyer beware. Isn't that what they say?
It's not good enough, Eddie.
They were fine when they left here. They got themselves back all right, didn't they?
That's not the point. I don't want it happening again. It's just taking advantage.
Oh, you can't tell me who I can and can't sell to.
Okay. Think of it like this. Do you want Ed to have a nice little part-time job selling strawberries for me at the weekends or not?
Now, don't you go bringing our Edward into it.
Yes or no?
Okay, then. It won't happen again.
Good. Thank you.
Pleasure.
I'll see you.
See you. Oh, and by the way, tell your boyfriend he still owes me for half a ton of compost.
Sorry, Lillian.
Betty's seeing if they've got any more coffee in the storeroom.
It's all right, Caroline. It's just these for your things.
Throat sweet, hot lemon. You're not well?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. It's Matt.
Oh, dear.
Now, have I got everything? Oh, no, tissues.
Oh, on the back wall.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, he's come down with something horrid.
Oh, sort of summer flu?
Yeah, something like that. He's feeling very sorry for himself.
I bet. It's almost worse in the summer than the winter, isn't it?
Yeah. God, he lifted his head off the pillow, poor darling.
Oh, if he's that bad, maybe you ought to get the doctor.
Oh, no. No. I don't think there's any need for that. I mean, they can't give you anything, can they, for flu?
I suppose not.
No, he'll just have to suffer it out. The worst of it is he won't be able to go on Monday.
What's happening on Monday?
Well, he was supposed to be in court with Yvette. He's been psyching himself up for it for weeks.
Oh, the financial hearing.
Yeah, I had to phone his solicitor for him and ask him to arrange a postponement.
Oh, what a bore.
Yeah, it is. Tiger. And now he's got to go through all that waiting and all that stress again.
No wonder his resistance is low.
Well, exactly. It's a wonder he's got any immune system left with what that woman's put him through.
I see.
Honestly, she's vicious. It's don't get mad, get everything with her.
Of course, as soon as I can. Yeah, sure. No, it's no trouble. That's okay. Bye.
That wasn't for me, was it?
No.
Oh. Only I'm expecting Neil to phone about this commemoration peal. If we're going to do triples, we've got to find 8 ringers.
Right.
Who was it then?
What?
On the phone.
Oh, it was Stephen.
Who's Stephen?
From Hollerton, the vet.
What? The vet? The one who's taking over at Brookfield?
Hmm.
Why were you being so nice to him?
It's called being professional, Shula.
Professional? When he's stolen your job?
None of this is his fault. He didn't go touting for the work.
No, I know,
but he was just asking a few questions. Very sensible ones, as it happens. And I'm going to send him on the herd records.
Alistair.
But I don't think there's anything to be gained by being childish about it, Shula. Got little enough dignity left as it is.
Love?
He seems a very nice bloke.
Does he?
Met him before, of course, but only briefly. He was younger than I expected. Early in his 30s.
Really?
Very impressive. Got a great CV.
Good for him.
Diploma in bovine husbandry.
Well, you could get one of those.
No, I couldn't.
You could? You got a first at university.
No, it's a continuing professional development qualification, Shula. I'd never have time for anything like that.
Well, you can make time. Get the locum in.
And Stephen goes to all the conferences, of course. He's up on all the latest research.
Oh, Alistair.
Ruth and David are right. He's exactly what they need. A dairy specialist.
Well, so what? He may be, but you said yourself he's only young. He hasn't got your experience.
No, he's half my age, you mean.
Oh, no, he isn't. I mean, he'll never have your breadth of knowledge.
No, that's just my trouble. Jack of all trades, that's me.
I must say, Adam, I'm very disappointed.
Aye, Lillian?
The reputation these Europeans have for drinking. I thought your pickers had been matching me glass for glass. Seem a very abstemious bunch.
Well, it could have something to do with the fact that half of them still haven't recovered from last night.
What was going on last night?
Joe and Eddie lured them down to their cider club and nearly gave them alcohol poisoning in the process.
I see. Tom wasn't there as well, was he?
Tom? No? Why?
Yeah, I was trying to talk to him earlier, but hardly get a word out of him.
Ah. No, he's got problems of his own. Tamsin blew him out last night.
Oh, right.
Also, Ian heard from Roy. I was sorry to hear about Matt, by the way. How is he?
Well, between you and me, darling, he's absolutely fine.
Oh, I thought he had the flu. So Betty told Gran.
Did she? Oh, good. Well, that was a masterstroke going to the shop.
What?
All that's wrong with Matt is that he's had a nasty shock.
Oh, right.
From Yvette, wouldn't you know?
Not the guns on the lawn trick again?
No, worse. She's finding out about things she's not meant to know.
What sort of things?
Financial. She's been dripping them out one by one for the past fortnight, and last night she ran quoting details of, should we say, a foreign investment that Matt had neglected to mention.
Oh, right. And I suppose she was going to bring it up at the hearing?
Exactly. Unless Matt caved in on some of her demands, etc.
So what's he going to do?
Do? Absolutely nothing, darling.
But was that wise? I mean, if Yvette's on to him.
Yeah, but what proof has she got? That she's got something on paper?
You sure she hasn't?
Then it's purely hearsay.
But can he take the risk if Yvette's been digging?
Oh, darling, you don't know the half of it. See, the problem is, apart from me, poor Tiger doesn't know who he can trust anymore. Yvette's had a private eye onto him.
Well, if she's capable of that, maybe you need to watch her back, will you?
Don't be so melodramatic.
If Matt's had to fake being ill...
He's just buying himself time to think.
But wouldn't he be better off just coming clean, even if he had to give half of everything? He's not going to be left short, is he?
Oh, Adam, Adam, you don't understand.
Obviously not.
Oh, for a start, she's asking for well over half as it is. And anyway, it's not the money.
No?
It's the principle.
Yeah, right.
It is. Matt's worked hard to earn everything he's got. All she's ever done is spend it.
Whatever, but... If Yvette knows where Matt's financial bodies are buried and he hasn't told his solicitor, he's going to have to give her something, either in court or out of it.
That's what she thinks.
Wouldn't it be better just to get it over with?
It's not that easy, darling. He's offered her a sum and she wants several times as much again. I mean, where do they meet?
In the middle.
In her dreams.
But if Matt's going to be in trouble with the courts, you need to make sure that you can't be linked to any of his financial affairs.
Oh, Adam!
I mean it, Lillian. Otherwise, you really will both be feeling ill. For real.
There you are, Shula. I should think you can do with it.
Thanks, Caroline. Mm. And thanks for letting me come round.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm glad you rang.
I couldn't stand it in the house any longer.
I'm not surprised. You've had a pig of a week.
And Alistair doesn't want me there. He's just slumped in front of the telly, not really watching it.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what to do with him. He's not sleeping properly. He just picks at his food, but he won't let me do anything.
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, don't I want to do? I want to shake David and Ruth for a start and make them understand what they've done to him.
Must have been a terrible blow.
But he won't let me. He won't let me go round to Brookfield. He won't let me ring.
I'm surprised you haven't bumped into them.
Well, we did see Ruth at Lower Loxley, but we just left.
I see. Well, if that's the way Alistair wants to play it, I suppose you've got to go along with it.
Oh, I don't know what he wants. He won't talk to me. He was happy enough to talk to Stephen, though.
Stephen?
The vet from Hollerton. Oh. It was all charm with him, telling him everything he needs to know about the Brookfield herd, sending on the records and everything.
Well, what else can he do?
Well, he could have told him how angry he is, how unfair it all is. Oh, he was so furious last week, Caroline. I've never seen him like it, and I'm sure he's furious still, but, well, on the surface at least, he's being so reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
You know as well as I do about the stages you're meant to go through when something terrible happens to you.
I do.
But Alistair just seems to have gone straight from anger to acceptance without anything in between. And that can't be good for anyone, can it?
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Wetburn.